Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Looking for expert tree care in the upstate? Call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner for quality tree work and more. Whether it's tree removal, trimming, stump grinding, or storm damage cleanup, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their certified team is committed to making your yard safe and beautiful. And as a proud longtime partner of the Roar, you know Franklin Tree Service is a name you can trust in the upstate. Affordable, reliable, and fully insured. Call Franklin Tree Service today at 864-947-9065. Welcome to the Road Rage. I know we lost a couple of people there. Michael, you were up first, I'm pretty sure, on your Jacksonville Jags. We haven't had a chance to talk about them yet. Let me tell you about Ortho Laser, Spartanburg, 2555 Boiling Springs Road, Boiling Springs, South Carolina. That's the address to make your pain go away. That's a short drive from anywhere in the upstate. The phone number to make your pain go away is 864-327-8001. 864-327-8001. Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. The website to make your pain go away is recoverwithlight.com, recoverwithlight.com. And what you get is you get to heal at the speed of light with non-invasive, drug-free laser light therapy aimed at reducing pain, inflammation, and accelerating healing. Therapy is FDA-cleared, non-surgical, drug-free, no needles, no downtime. The treatment works for chronic pain, injuries, post-surgical recovery, flexible treatment schedules, sessions typically over several weeks depending on condition. Check out their 5-star rating on Google. That's you saying it, not me. Relief from pain after only a few treatments for most patients. You can avoid surgery in some cases like torn tendons or rotator cuff injuries. Discounts for veterans and first responders. Cash, credit, even use your HSA or FSA. They also offer flexible payment options via a payment program called Sunbit. Though treatments are not typically covered by insurance, patients find the cost very reasonable given the benefit of the treatment. So whether you have knee pain or hip pain or shoulder pain or neck and back pain or foot pain or hand and elbow pain, and whatever the pain emanates from, whether it's acute, chronic, arthritic, whatever it is, book your free 15-minute phone consultation to see if you're a good candidate to heal your pain with light therapy at 864-327-8001. Tell them I sent you. 864-327-8001. Their 6-visit package is under $500. RecoverWithLight.com, RecoverWithLight.com. You'll 100% thank me later. All right. Yeah, we haven't even got to talk about that yet. Just a couple things. We were talking about Indiana from a historical perspective. I think Indiana is on the verge of taking their place as one of the 5 best teams since 1970. So over nearly a 60-year period. And I think if they conclude the way many think they might conclude, then I think there's a possibility you look at them as the best team in the last 60 years. Because, again, they'll have had the hardest road. They'll have had the most difficult road, given that they've participated in a 12-team playoff. And they have been absolutely invincible in just dismantling Alabama and Oregon at this point. You know, Greg McElroy, how sad was that? Greg McElroy was actually suggesting at some point in the game, well, look, Mommy, they did it to them too. So the answer was they did it to Oregon too, in terms of where Alabama stands. You know what? Here's another thing. Alabama landed Hollywood Smothers in the transfer portal, Ramona, until they didn't. I had no idea this. I found this out Was that today? I don't know. All this stuff is run together for me. The portal's, you know, open 24 hours. It's a late night portal fair. So all of it runs together. But I think when you look at the Alabama situation, they desperately needed a running back. Hollywood Smothers seemed to fit everything they needed. Hollywood Smothers, a talented back. He had a great year for NC State. I mean, a great year. He switched his commitment. Now, I don't know if there – I did not get a chance to read up on this and find out whether there's any – whether this is another financial situation, whether this is like the – in any way like the Williams situation at Washington or not. In other words, whether Alabama is going to be justified in bringing any lawsuit here. I don't know whether the it was ever signed, whether it was ever consummated. I have no idea. And maybe it wasn't. So maybe that's what allowed Hollywood Smothers to change course. He's going to Texas now. So Hollywood Smothers not only opts out on Alabama, but he's going to Texas. You know, I read somewhere where there are suggestions now, Ramona, that the Texas payroll next season, college, is going to be over $40 million.
Is that right?
Over $40 million dollars for the Texas payroll. That's astonishing. And Steve Sarkisian, look, my man, you better win. You know, if they're going to pay $40 million for your roster, you better win. And remember, that's the place where everyone was driving Lambos. So, you know, I guess we already knew that we did already know that they had money, but now it looks like they are. I think it's pretty obvious what they're afraid of. You have Texas A&M spend like a drunken sailor. You have Texas Tech spending like three drunken sailors and bypassing what Texas did. And now you have a Texas team that is going to return Arch Manning that is desperate to sort of stake their claim as, forget the best team in the SEC or the best team in the country, as first the best team in Texas. Because right now they're not even that. Now, with what we saw from Arch Manning in their bowl game, and I think what we saw from him in the second half of the year, if you add a Hollywood Smothers and you add the pieces that they're, I mean, they also added Cam Coleman. They won the Cam Coleman sweepstakes. I did not see a price tag attached to that, but Coleman was the best receiver available on the market. So they got the best receiver. They got one of the best running backs, maybe the best running back, and all these guys are going to be in Texas next year. Now, look, I haven't thought about the rest of their roster completely as yet, but I think it's fair to suggest that Texas better be a national title contender next year. They better damn well be a national title contender next year. And maybe they will be. Maybe they will be. I mean, they certainly are going to have the pieces for it. You know, I was highly critical of the SEC this bowl season, and with good reason. The whole league sucked out loud. But if Texas returns to glory, maybe the SEC will return to glory. I mean, I think that's conceivable. But, yeah, I've read reports that say the Texas payroll – next year will be over $40 million. And again, I don't know what they paid Coleman, but Coleman was the top receiver in the marketplace. He left Auburn, and he was, and quite honestly, I don't think people understand how good Coleman is. Mickey Plyler does, because Mickey Plyler asked me at the preseason kickoff show about Coleman. But I don't think... I don't know that the world understands it. And the reason they don't understand it is because the quarterbacks at Auburn have just sucked. I mean, just dreadful. If you put Coleman with Arch Manning, and oh, by the way, unless I missed something, and maybe I did, because the portal is hard to track day after day after day, they still have Wingo, don't they? Or did Wingo go anywhere? I'm going to look him up right now just to see what that says. Oops. It helps if you actually put Wingo in instead of Wongo. I don't know where Ryan Wongo went. Yeah, he's still at Texas. So if you're going to have Coleman, most of this stuff is like 11 days ago. If you're going to have Coleman and Wingo and Manning and Hollywood Smothers just for starters, that's pretty good. I mean, at least on paper, you know, we know what all that preseason stuff on paper meant this year. Will and Anderson. Will, how are you, Will? Good to have you.
Doing good, Walt. I hadn't heard you talk about it. I've been busy, and I apologize if you have, but I was just curious what you thought about the transfers that South Carolina's brought in. I know I saw today they got a running back from Penn State, and they got those two brothers, one from Alabama and one from Arkansas State over the weekend.
What running back did you get from Penn State?
It was Jabir or something, maybe.
Let me look it up. I haven't seen the last things you've done. Hold on one second. Let me just see what you got going on here. I know that you lost a bunch of offensive linemen, but you added two quality offensive linemen, which I think is really going to help you. Which were definite need areas. He added the kid from East Carolina, which you beat Clemson for. Let me see what you got here. Okay, let me see what we have. Is this going to cooperate with me or not? Okay. Yeah, I mean, for me, when I look at your class, okay, it starts with Peak and Poco. Two four-letter words that both start with P. You get your left tackle and you get a guard in Poco who played right guard. So I assume both those guys immediately start for you. Peak is going to secure the left tackle spot, which you desperately need because you got to protect the backside of a right-handed quarterback. So I think that's vital. Okay, you got the Wallace kid from Penn State. Okay. As running back. I think that's a good addition. Yeah, I see where you got Collins from Arkansas State. And who else did you say you added? Yeah, this class is picked up. I mean, you've picked up some speed from where you last were, for sure. I'm looking up and down it. Will, I don't know why, but I don't hear you at all.
I say, I think those Collins guys were brothers. One was from Alabama.
Yeah. You got Kelby Collins and you got Drew Collins, and so I think those are solid additions without question. And like I said, I like Wallace Coleman, the running back from Penn State. I think that's a good addition. But my favorite addition so far, Will, the South Carolina's made, are Peak and Poku. The two offensive linemen. Like I said, Peak is going to be 100% your starting left tackle. He was maybe the best left tackle in the portal and a desperate need for you because you have to shore up that offensive line. It was the key weak point on the team.
And that's the kid from Purdue?
No, he's from NC State.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, maybe it'll help. We sure need it.
Yeah. No, it will definitely help. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Look, I think of all the South Carolina additions, the ones I'm looking at right now, again, maybe there'll be others, but the two key additions, I think, are the two offensive linemen moves. You lost a lot on the offensive line. You also added Dane Arnett from Ferris State. So you're doing some things to upgrade the offensive line. And Seth Smith from Northern Arizona. So you're doing some things to add to the offensive line, which was desperately needed because you lost a lot of bodies just out of that room to begin with. But, look, anyone who watched South Carolina play this year knows Lenore Sellers had instant pressure on him. The ball was arriving to him at the same time the pressure was in a shotgun snap. So it just it wasn't working. And for me, that starts the fix of that starts with Peake at left tackle. I think that's the biggest addition that South Carolina made. And honestly, that's going to be one of the biggest additions that anybody made in all college football in the portal, because it was such a dramatic need area. So I think a huge get in that regard. Nate, I'm coming to you on the other side. Michael, you get back in. Let me tell you about Underdog. Hey, football playoffs are here. Underdog is the best place to get in on all the gridiron action because you can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, receptions, and more. Get them right, and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. By the way, that play I put in on the Rams Carolina game, it was five or six player play. And remember, we were talking to CD about that the other day, Ramona. I believe I hit all the legs of that play except the Chuba Hubbard pick, which CD warned me against. He was like, "Man, we're gonna have to run the ball." While Hubbard like doubled his number, so I wish I could have taken that out because I think I hit the rest of it. It was either five or six guys, and I believe I hit it all. I hit the Stafford part. I hit the Puka Nacua part. I think I hit all the other legs of that. I can't really remember. But, man, I am on everything on Underdog. Underdog makes it all a little spicier, all a little better. So what are you waiting for? Download the app today. Use promo code RUDRAGE, all capital letters, to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code RUDRAGE. Underdog, make picks, win money, must be 18 plus, present South Carolina, term supply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com, force us web, get terms, underscore, DFS, underscore, HTML for details. Consider the play, call 1-800-GAMBLE, or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Nate, you're up first on the other side.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
New year, new goals, but pain shouldn't hold you back. Start 2026 feeling better with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our advanced MLS laser therapy reduces pain, decreases inflammation, and helps your body heal without drugs, shots, or downtime. Whether you're recovering from surgery, fighting chronic pain, or getting back into the gym, this is the year to take control. Make pain relief your first resolution. Schedule today at recoverwithlight.com and step into the new year feeling stronger.
Looking for exceptional senior living? Welcome to the Barclay at Clemson, formerly Dominion Senior Living and Everlawn Independent Living at Patrick Square. Now with a fresh name and the same trusted care you've come to count on. Whether it's independent living, assisted living, or memory care, enjoy top-notch care, chef-prepared meals, engaging activities, and the same friendly staff members in a community that truly feels like home. Live well and thrive at the Barclay at Clemson. Schedule your free tour today at 864-722-2811.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Man, I love seeing the old gang at these reunions.
Did you see Brian? He's in better shape than he was 25 years ago. How is that even possible?
Yep, I ran into him a few weeks ago and had to ask. He told me he started taking Nugenics Total T2.
The testosterone booster?
Yeah, but it's way more than that now. It also skyrockets your nitric oxide in as little as 3 hours. I started taking it right away and I'm already seeing results.
I was wondering what you were doing. You seriously crushed me in that pickup game last week.
Yep, after 40, energy, strength, drive, it all starts going downhill. But with T2, I feel like my old self again. Stronger, leaner, and my energy is way up. My wife even noticed a difference. They're giving out complimentary bottles right now. Just send them a text.
Text ROCK to 321-321 for your complimentary bottle of new Nugenics Total T2. Text now and you'll also get a free bottle of Nugenics Thermo X, our most powerful fat incinerator. That's ROCK to 321-321.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Product not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We are back. Nate, I'll get to you in a second. Let me tell you about my friends at Lake Kiwi, where the sale is still on. I don't know for how much longer, though, so act now. This is the biggest sale of the entire year. They saved the best for the end, and it's extended into January. But do not snooze. Hurry in for the best selection. Get there now before the vehicle you want gets sold. With discounts this big, these vehicles are going to go fast, fast. Big news, Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Rams, year-end, year-beginning sale is on, and they've saved the best for right now. I'm talking new trucks, discounted up to $10,000 off the sticker price. Yes, you could save up to $10,000 on new Rams and F-150s at Lake Kiwi, and saving $10,000 on a new truck is huge. You want a new F-150 or new Ram? Lake Kiwi's got a bunch of them to choose from, and you're not sure which you want. Compare, contrast, you can test drive them both. You can see which, do them side by side, see which one fits you better. Lake Kiwi also has a ton of one-owner, pre-owned trucks in stock, and you can test drive those too. You can test drive trucks all day at Lake Kiwi. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has over 600 vehicles in the lot and ready for delivery. It's the biggest selection in the upstate by far, and they're all clearance price for this massive year-end sale and year-beginning sale. Financing is easy, regardless of your situation or how much you owe in your trade. Lake Kiwi can get you approved, so hurry to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com, 864-888-1200, 864-888-1200. You will 100% thank me later. Nate, how are you, Nate?
Walt, I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good, Nate. Appreciate you getting in.
Of course. So, Walt, tonight I know you're all over Houston. Obviously, I know you haven't been high on Pittsburgh or Rodgers all year, but what I saw last week against Baltimore, I really think Pittsburgh and Rodgers got a chance tonight, Walt.
All right. Nate, tell me why, because Baltimore to me is like a train wreck. They've been a train wreck all year. I think Houston, on the other hand, if Houston's not the best defense in the AFC, then they're probably the second best defense. But I think you can make
a
case.
I think they're the best defense in the National Football League.
They
well,
might be.
I think they're number one.
They might be. So how does Aaron Rodgers at 42 combat the best defense in the National Football League?
Quick passing game, Walt. Kenneth Gainwell may very well have 7-8 catches tonight. Right. I really think the quick passing game is going to get it done for him. I think it's going to be a low-scoring, gritty game, and everybody's killing Rodgers against this D'Amico Ryans defense. But last year, when he went up against the D'Amico Ryans defense, 22-32, 211, three touchdowns with the Jets against a 6-2 Houston team at the time. So he's done it against this defense before. I think they're going to get those deep shots down the field, maybe not to Metcalf, but maybe finally Valdez-Scantling makes a deep play downfield for him tonight. And I really think that this Pittsburgh team is going to go on a run. I really do, Walt.
Nate, you're drinking the Kool-Aid, my man. You are hammered on the Kool-Aid. Nate, what's Tomlin's record in his last 8 playoff games?
What's his record with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, Walt?
No. What's his record in his – okay, what's Aaron Rodgers' record in the playoffs? What's Tomlin's record in his last 8 playoff games? I'm just asking, Nate. I'm just asking.
He hadn't won a playoff game since 2016,
right.
Walt.
So he's 0-8 in his last 8 playoff games. And I was obviously well aware of that. That's why I'm asking the question. No, and Aaron Rodgers is not all that much better than that. I don't know, Nate, man. Look, it is a Monday night game, which historically Tomlin does good on Monday night games. I don't know how that applies to the playoffs, though. I just don't see it, Nate. I just don't see it. What's the updated line on this game? Do you know?
3, I believe, Walt.
It's still 3?
Houston by 3,
okay,
I believe,
it's still 3?
Yeah.
It hasn't moved? So no major money coming in on this deal.
Opened at 3.5, I believe. I think it got down to 3 yesterday afternoon.
Let me see. No, because I've seen it at I thought I saw it at 3 all along. So hold on. Let me see what we got here.
2.5 now, Walt.
Oh, FanDuel, it is
2.5.
So how big a bet did you put on the Steelers, Nate?
Well, I got a decent chunk on them, Walt. I had to take out a second mortgage, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I just wondered if you were the guy who moved it to 2.5. That's what I
might have been, Walt. I might have been. I'll tell you. But hey, Walt, I'm telling you, the quick passing game and the game that I point back to with that is the Detroit game against an aggressive Detroit defense. And I think Houston's going to be aggressive again tonight. The quick passing game, Kenneth Gainwell, getting Freiermuth involved early in the game. I think that is the model that they're going to use tonight.
Okay.
That game against Detroit, I think, is going to be very prevalent tonight.
I'm looking at the lines. It's 3 across the board. So you're telling me they're little white fibs there, Nate. It's 3 across the board. I'm looking at it right now on Vegas Insider. All the hotels have it at 3. I would have been.
FanDuel's got it right here at 2.5. Walt.
Well,
I'm looking at it right on my phone.
I'm looking at FanDuel right now, and it says 3.
All right, you might want to hit refresh.
No, there, I just looked this up, Nate. This is new. All of them.
It's three
across the board. All right, Nate. So give me a score. Nate, for Mike Tomlin's sake, I hope it works out for you. I can't root for Aaron Rodgers, period. I can't. But for Tomlin's sake,
trust me, Walt. I know you can't root for Rodgers. You're the biggest Rodgers hater there is. Trust me, I know.
And with good reason. And I expect. And by the way, Nate, I expect around midnight tonight there'll be more good reasons. So we'll see. I don't see it, Nate. I don't see it. I think it's like.
I'll give you my score. You give me your score. I got Pittsburgh 23-19.
Yeah, I'm going to say like 24-13, Houston.
13, huh, Walt?
Yeah, 13. You get 13. I'm not even sure about that. We'll see, Nate. I'm not optimistic, Nate. You got a 42.
I'll be calling back tomorrow, Walt.
I know. You got a 42-year-old dude, Nate, who hasn't been good in a long time, and he's going against the best defense in the NFL.
I will be the first person on hold tomorrow, Walt, after Rodgers beats your Houston Texans.
How about after Houston wins by exactly 24-13? Will you be the first person?
Sounds great. Well, hey, Walt, I'll chin it, Walt. I'll be the first person on the line tomorrow, no matter what. We'll talk about it.
All right, Nate. Sounds good. Good luck, Nate. You're gonna need it. Here's the truth. I made it clear before these NFL playoff games started that I didn't believe in anybody, and I still don't. So my conviction about bowl games, for example, much more genuine and legitimate than my conviction about any of these games. I don't know how you believe in any of these teams. I don't believe in Pittsburgh for sure, but I don't believe in Houston either. I mean, I think Houston's had their share of problems too, but just on the surface, I don't like a 42-year-old quarterback going up against the best defense in the NFL, or at least one of the best defenses in the NFL. I don't like it. I don't like Aaron Rodgers versus Will Anderson. That sounds like a loss to me. I mean, and I think this would be true if Aaron Rodgers was 35, let alone, 42. I mean, and now the dopes are talking about another year. What on earth? You have to get a quarterback, Pittsburgh. You've had the same problem since the end of Roethlisberger's career. I don't get it. It doesn't make a lot of sense. So the Texans are 3, and Mike Tomlin has lost 8 consecutive playoff games. Yeah, I can't go against that. I can't go against any of that. We'll see how it plays out. You know what, Ramona? Maybe I just do hate Aaron Rodgers. I do. I hate him. I admit
Could be.
It. I mean, the whole world hates him with good reason. We all hate him with good reason. But the reality is, even when he's had home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs, he still found a way to screw it up.
All the answers are right inside me, and I touched many of them, and definitely the feelings on both sides during the darkness, and I'm thankful for that time.
Okay, Chris, I changed my mind, Chris. 49-3.
That was the reason.
Right, 49-3. 49-3, Houston, Chris.
What else could it be?
Yeah, I changed my mind. Nate, what am I saying, Chris?
It's Nate.
It's 49-3, Nate. 49-3. I had to change my mind. Let me hear that one more time, Ramon.
All the answers are right inside me, and I touched many of them. And definitely the feelings on both sides during the darkness. And I'm thankful for that time.
Yeah, dude, we don't want you touching anything during the darkness.
That doesn't make any sense.
Not a word of that makes any sense.
No, I mean, what is he doing? Go in a closed room and turn the lights out and close the windows and just sit there and do nothing? I just don't get it.
Nate. That's the dude who's quarterbacking you tonight.
Yeah.
Does that inspire
Plus
you?
He's 43.
Do you want to change your mind, Nate?
Is he 43? Is that what you say?
Yeah, 42. After tonight, he'll be back in the darkness because I think it'll be an extended
period.
It's
going to upset him.
Yeah.
He's going to have to do some darkness because it's going to upset
him. He's
going to
have to do some meditation in the darkness.
Yeah, he probably gets darkness when
Remember how he got scared? Remember how he came out of the darkness like a day before he was supposed to?
What?
Yeah. He exited the darkness like a day before
He said that? What are you talking about?
No, he left the darkness like a full day before he was supposed to. For some reason known only to him. if the darkness was such
a
miracle.
All the way.
I mean, dude, you're not in hibernation.
You're not a bear.
Right. Animals go into the darkness squirrel. To hibernate. Nate's going to be hibernating after tonight. I just can't.
He wants to because of what you're saying.
The funny thing is, I don't really believe in any of these teams, like I said. So it's not like I have great conviction about this. It's not like I wouldn't bet 2 pennies on this. I don't believe in any of these teams. I just don't think any of them are any friggin' good. So I don't believe in any of them. So I wouldn't bet 2 pennies on this. But some things just ring true. Mike Tomlin, loser of his last 8 playoff games, rings true. Aaron Rodgers sucks out loud and has for as long as I can remember, and he's the antithesis of a leader of men. That rings true. 42 years old against the Houston defense, that's what rings true most of all. That does not sound like a good combo to me. A 42-year-old quarterback against what's arguably the best defense in the National Football League. That does not sound positive for Pittsburgh, which is why the line is what it is, quite honestly. So we'll find out whether all those little yellow towels help Pittsburgh tonight or whether they'll be whining into them at the end of the night. Hey, let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. Joy comes out of the blue with Turner's Jewelers. You don't need a special occasion to give a special gift. Make any day memorable when you shop fine jewelry at Turner's Jewelers. They're a family-owned business with over 65 years of experience. Hey, look, if you know Nate, you might want to get Nate a little something tomorrow at Turner's Jewelers. Little feel better. Little get well wish at Turner's Jewelers. Turner's Jewelers will help you find the perfect gift to demonstrate your love or just because. Find the perfect bracelet, necklace, or earrings to surprise your special someone with. Silver and gold, diamonds, precious gems. You'll find something for every style. Choose from their selection or customize your own design you know she'll love. They'll work with you every step of the way to make a piece you'll both adore. In-house experts can appraise, clean, and repair your jewelry just like new. Plus, they offer competitive prices for real gold, silver, and estate jewelry. When it's time to say I do, come to Turner's for one-of-a-kind engagement and wedding rings, jewelry made for the big day and every day thereafter, watches and wedding bands for men mean everything, and you can find a perfect piece of jewelry for a man at Turner's Jewelers, trust me. So get to Turner's Jewelers. Incredible selection of Rolexes available at affordable price point. Find show-stopping jewelry and tons of designer brands. Guaranteed to turn heads. It's always the right time to give a gift of jewelry from Turner's Jewelers. Good things come in small packages, especially when it's jewelry in a Turner's Blue Box. Start your watch online at turnersjewelers.com or visit the experts in person in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. One segment you can get in if you'd like. 654-7627. Quick break.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7 so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for a reason. You can't see it, smell it, or taste it, but a faulty gas furnace can leak it into your home. That's why a gas furnace inspection from Blue Ridge Heating and Air really matters. As an Armstrong Air preferred dealer, their certified technicians check for hidden dangers like cracked heat exchangers and blocked vents before they turn serious. For year-round peace of mind and efficiency, choose Blue Ridge Heating and Air's comfort maintenance plan. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, engineered comfort solutions.
Save time and make your event unforgettable with Jimmy John's Catering. Roll into the new year right. Try our convenient catering bundles. Choose a 30-piece or 18-piece sandwich box or a 12-pack of wraps, all with premium sides, Jimmy chips, and desserts for everyone. One easy price. Download the Jimmy John's loyalty app for a free sandwich after your first visit. Handle holiday hungries with Jimmy John's in Clemson, Malden, Anderson, and Greenville. Visit the app or jimmyjohns.com to order now.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Kraft Stove Store and Patio, located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from AMPM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to AMPM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos in Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walt Deptula Road Rage. See how empty that stadium is right now, Ramona? It'll be that empty by halftime. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. We'll see. Again, I don't have great conviction about this.
You can tell they're just freezing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. They are. Well, you know, it's cold here.
It's cold here.
Right. So what is it there? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Tell me what the temperature in Pittsburgh is right now, just out of curiosity. Now, she looks less cold than those two clowns.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, she doesn't have any
and
hat.
And you know what? Earlier, when they were at the table, gloves. She wasn't around. They were all bundled with all sorts of scarves. Yeah. Now they're trying to act like they're not cold.
Well, but they got hats and they have hats and gloves on.
Yeah, she has more than that on.
She has neither. She has neither. She doesn't have hat or gloves.
She might be from there, maybe.
Maybe. She's not acting cold. All I know is that she's not acting cold. Aaron Rodgers gets sacked in NFL.
It's 32 degrees.
Where? In Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
That's what it is here. What do you mean? Yeah. It is. It's like 32
degrees. That's what it says.
It's got to be colder than that in Pittsburgh.
That's what it says, 32.
I don't trust that. Maybe that came from a Pittsburgh person. I don't know. We'll see. You know, look. Nate isn't wrong about the game plan. The game plan's going to be short, quick throws. That's the game plan for Pittsburgh all year. I still just wonder about Pittsburgh's relatively inept offense versus that defense. And I think the Houston defense is a lot better than it was a year ago. I don't think what Aaron Rodgers did with the Jets against Houston means very much. But we'll see. We'll see. I think what means something is Tomlin can't win a playoff game to save his life. Well, you know, that's the reality. I mean, and if he loses tonight, they're going to be begging to fire him again. I don't know what you do with him. You're like stuck in perpetual limbo. I mean, you're in no man's land. They always draft in the same place. They can't get a quarterback. You have to get a quarterback. You have to have a quarterback in the NFL. And I don't mean this decrepit dude. I mean, you need a live, living, breathing quarterback. That's what gives your franchise hope. They haven't had one in forever. They tried to fill the gap with all these, you know, all these goofball later round draft picks. They thought that would work. And then, you know, then they drafted Tiny Hands Pickett with like
the Tiny
Hands. They drafted Tiny Hands Pickett, like the 16th pick of the first round. And that obviously doesn't work because he has tiny little hands, tiny little, you know, doll like hands. I mean,
just added that.
That's right.
Tiny hands, now it's tiny little doll hands. Poor guy. You know what I mean? Small human hands. He's got doll hands now.
I mean, it just doesn't even make sense. Like, try it yourself, man. He's got like 8-inch hands. That's like impossible. I mean, I don't even know how you function.
Is he the one that wears the two gloves?
Yeah, two gloves. I call him Kenny Two Gloves Pickett.
Yeah.
Because you have to have both those gloves, like the stick'em variety. But you know, try it yourself. I mean, you spread your hand out flat on a table. They measure from the point of your pinky to the point of your thumb. I mean, I you can't play football in the National Football League at that position with your little doll hands.
Come on.
Dude on the right is just frozen.
He's
not interested in any of this at all. He's not interested in talk.
He's
not interested in football. He's not interested in any of this at all. He's got his hands buried in his jacket.
Yeah, he's They didn't realize though, you can't stop moving.
No, right.
It's bad.
Right. You gotta keep moving. But that dude wants no part of this. He wants absolutely no part. Yeah, he wants no part of this. He can't wait to get wherever he's going with his little heater. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football playoffs are here. Hey, Nate, they're here, Nate. Nate said he lowered the line himself to 2.5. By pounding the Steelers. Football playoffs are here. Underdog's the best place to get in on all the gridiron action because you can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick one of your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, receptions, and more. Get them right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You know, Ron, I haven't even had a chance yet to look at this game and to get my plays in on Underdog. I will do so immediately at 7. I'm not going to give you any tips today. I gotta check it out for myself immediately at 7. I just haven't had a chance to look at it. I can imagine what these numbers are. They're not going to be high. These numbers are all going to be low. All these offensive numbers for this Pittsburgh-Houston game are going to be low. I mean, what are we talking? Hey, somebody who's on Underdog right now, because I can't sign in right now. I'm just live on air. Somebody who's on right now, tell me what the Underdog numbers are on Rodgers, higher or lower, and Stroud, higher or lower, and any of these other offensive players. Tell me what their numbers are. Maybe Gainwell, the receptions number, maybe that's a possibility. You know, the passing yardage numbers, man, I don't know if any of this is conducive to passing numbers. I don't really think so. I mean, this should not be a game where you have a lot of offense. I wouldn't think. Now, maybe some of the defensive numbers, you know, I like looking at defensive numbers periodically. I might have to look at some of the defensive numbers on this game, like, you know, what Will Anderson's sack total is, what Daniel Hunter's sack total is, what all the Houston players' defensive numbers are. I'll be looking at that, Nate. I'll be looking at that. It's Underdog. So what are you waiting for? Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Man, you can get boosts and everything else. It just doesn't get better. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18+. Present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets on underdogfantasy.com. Force this point. Get terms on score DFS underscore.html for details. Consider the play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncpgambling.org. You'll 100% thank me later. Somebody let me know. Let me get to my text line here. Let me know. What do we have here? Okay, here's some numbers. Rodgers is at 204.5, and I thought around 200. Nico Collins is at 71.5. Thank you, texters, by the way. Thank you, thank you, thank you. CJ Stroud, 228.5. Man. Metcalf, 55.5. I don't know about any of that. I don't know. Actually, all those numbers look a little high to me. All of them. What is this? That's wrong, Texter. 245. I will not be beating that one on air. People say 31 degrees. They're where you are, Ramona. Maybe that temperature is probably going to drop a lot. I'm going to guess that. Texter said, 940 says, the Gainwell number is higher than 65 rushing and receiving yards. Okay. Maybe. I'm actually more interested in his reception total. What's Gainwell's reception total? That might be a play for me. Nate indicated that, and I'm sort of with him on that. I think that makes some sense to me. Rodgers is going to have to get the ball out of his hands quickly. Gainwell makes a lot of sense. A lot of short, quick throws. What is Gainwell's reception total? I'm interested in that. I'm interested in the higher on that. I'm not interested in many other hires in this game. Mostly lowers on this deal. Also, 940 says Sam Leavitt has chosen LSU. Is that right? Do we have? I'm sure it is right. I trust 940 implicitly. But where is it? I do. I trust my man 940. He's been with us a long time. Has Leavitt? Do we have some other indication of that? Because this has to do with who will be quarterbacking LSU when they play Clemson, presumably. So let me see. Let me see if we have some confirmation on this. Is Mr. Leavitt heading to, it says, yes, he is. So 940 all over it. Sam Leavitt will be the quarterback when Clemson faces LSU. Okay, so now what do you think about that? What do we think about that situation? I don't know. That first game, that game against LSU, that game is going to tell a lot. The one thing I'll say about Leavitt is something went terribly wrong at Arizona State. And I'm reading a lot of negative things about Leavitt's conduct there. I don't know what's true and what's not true. I don't know which side is selling it. You know, this is the problem. Everybody has their own vested interests, and you don't know what the real truth is. I don't know what went on. All I know is that allegedly he was not invited to their banquet. What all the reasons for that? Maybe that was just the transfer. I don't know. He did not play well last year. Okay, at the start of the year, when I expected him to play well, he did the opposite of playing well. And eventually he played a little better, and then he's injured, and then he's out. So I have no idea what happened to him, but he did not look like the same guy we saw the year before. The same guy who was playing against Texas in a playoff game who was really playing well, and that's without Tyson. Now, he got Tyson back this year. He lost Scadabo, but they still added runners. But he had his number one receiver, arguably the best receiver in the country, and Tyson back, one of the three or four best receivers in the country for sure. He got Tyson back this year, and he got worse, and Leavitt got worse. So I don't know quite what to make of Leavitt. Plus, I don't think he's going to be available for spring football, so that's another thing. So that may not be such a bad deal for Clemson. We don't know who or what he is. Allegedly, okay, allegedly, based on the numbers I saw today, Miami was apparently, maybe Miami fans can clear this up for me. Miami allegedly was offering him $6.5 million. Ramona just opened her mouth like a guppy.
Oh my goodness.
$6.5 million. And
these people.
Right. And it said some of the other suitors were offering him $4 million. I didn't specifically see the LSU offer. So did LSU go more? Bengal John, did LSU go more than $6.5 million? What's the price here for Leavitt? Does it say, is there anything here that has a price for Leavitt? Let's see. Let me see if there's anything that has a price on him. before we get out of here. No, I don't see any. I don't see any information on what this cost was. We didn't get to Jacksonville today. Look, the Jags played well. I thought they would play well. And at the end of the day, the best player on the planet made some plays, and he won the game. And the Jacksonville fans were outraged with Trevor Lawrence after the game, even though he played well down the stretch, played the best football probably of his young career, still young career, played well down the stretch, and played pretty well yesterday. Made a couple plays with his legs until the fateful deflection by White, a ball that he never should have thrown. He was covered. He was blanketed by White. White deflects it. It turns into an interception. Trevor has to know not to throw that ball. All you need is a field goal. You got a kicker who can make it for 70 yards. You got to protect the football. You got to make safe throws on that drive. You had plenty of time to navigate at least into field goal range. You just can't take any risk there. He took too much of a risk. And quite honestly, he went back and tried to tap that same keg. And White had almost picked him off twice previously. And this time he gets the deflection that leads to an interception. Hey, Butch, call me tomorrow. We're done. Big football game tonight, Houston and Pittsburgh. We'll see how it turns out. Nate, see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar. WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Christine Lisi. NFL wildcard weekend caps off tonight with the Texans visiting the Steelers on Monday Night Football. Kickoff 8:15 Eastern, ABC, ESPN, and ESPN2. Major challenge for Pittsburgh facing that Houston team that's won 9 straight, led by the best defense in the league. Pittsburgh receiver DK Metcalf returns tonight from his 2-game suspension, and he's part of the key to tonight's game. For ESPN NFL analyst Herm Edwards.
Stingley, the corner. How do they, D'Amico Ryans, take away DK Metcalf? I would double him, and I'd put Stingley on the number two. Put my best corner on the number two guy. Double him and say, you got to beat me with your third guy. And then we know this about Aaron Rodgers. Speed him up in the pocket.
Herman, Freddie, and Harry. Pittsburgh receiver DK Metcalf will return tonight, and the winner of tonight's game will be at New England for Sunday's AFC divisional round game. Bills receiver Gabe Davis out the rest of the postseason with a torn ACL suffered in yesterday's win at Jacksonville. Safety Jordan Poyer will not play at Denver Saturday because of a hamstring injury. Packers expected to try and work out a deal in the coming days to keep coach Matt LaFleur, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. He has 1 year left on his current contract. John Harbaugh had his first formal interview since being fired by the Ravens. It was for the Falcons head coaching job. He's also had preliminary talks with the Giants, Titans, Browns, Ravens.